Menachos Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin, the last of Perek, and we continue to discuss about the acquiring the flour, making the flour for making a mincha. So here our topic is got to do with the sifting. So similarly to the previous Mishnah, when we deal with barley flour, it's more coarse, needs more sifting as opposed to wheat flour. And second of all, a newer flour needs more sifting than older flour. Therefore says the Mishnah, Ha'omer haya menupa b'shalosh esrei napa. There were 13 separate sifters used, like one on top of the other, the highest having the biggest aperture of holes, and then it gets smaller, smaller, smaller to get finer, finer, finer flour as you're sifting your barley flour. Okay, the Gemara describes that the bottom, the very bottom, the 13th of the 13 sifters actually has holes so small that just like dust passes through, meaning the ideal flour to use is actually the one above that, like what's retained in the bottom sifter. Because that's the solace, the fine flour. What falls through those holes are even less than fine flour, it's just dust. Okay. Ushtei halechem b'shtei misra. When it comes to shtei halechem, so that you have to sift it just 12 times, not 13, because it's wheat, not barley. And the lechem hapanim ba'achas asra. When it comes to lechem hapanim, that is both wheat and older. Therefore, 11 siftings are sufficient. Reb Shimon omer lo hayala kitzba. First of all, says Rabbi Shimon, what we said in the previous Mishnah, that there were specific amounts of raw grain to start with. Maybe need, you know, like we gave these large numbers. So Rabbi Shimon says, nothing doing. There's no such, kitzabah means a fixed amount. No fixed amount. Just get the amount of flour you need, and that's that, however much it takes. And second of all, that elasolus manupa kol tzarka hayan mevi. Second of all, when it comes to the sifting part, you sift as much as you need. And until you sift it down to the quality called solace. And if it takes one or it takes 100, you got to do what you got to do. Shne'amar, as the Pasuk says, v'lakachta solas v'afi sosa. You'll get fine flour and you'll bake it. Therefore, achte menupa kol tzarka, you have to make sure it's sifted enough that it's considered to be solace, and that however long it takes, it takes. Now, that's the way to read the Rabbi Shimon according to most, the two separate issues of machlokas here. There is a different way of reading the second part of this pasuk. There are those when Rabbi Shimon says "v'lakach tasolas v'afisa osa," what that's telling you is your obligation is to acquire fine flour. It doesn't matter what went into preparation for it; just have to get the fine flour, and that's all. So therefore, he's saying, "Who cares how it's made?" Essentially, just bottom line, tachlis, get the flour that you need. At all events, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon. It's like the Tanakhama, which means indeed. You're supposed to sift the 13 times the Omer and 12 times the Shtei Lechem and 11 times from Lechem upon him, like it says. And you're supposed to start with the amount of grain, Lechachila, that we said in the previous Mishnah. But the Yaved, as long as you have the right amount, then it's considered solace. So then the Mincha is going to be valid.